is I've made a couple podcasts on fake cartridges, and I think I've only done two of them, but I recently saw a Vice in regards to that. If you don't know what Vice is, it's on YouTube, and it is pretty much a documentary. It's a YouTube channel in which they just record, I think they do different documentaries and different like uploads. I think it's like a lot of random content, but it's actually pretty good content. And they did a documentary in regards to fake cartridges. And what it was really explaining in this documentary, you can just go on YouTube and search up Vice fake cartridges and you'll probably find it. It'll probably be the first one that pops up. I think it's about 20 minutes. I don't really recall. Anyways, so yeah, what it starts mentioning into the beginning of it is how and where these people, these dealers get their products from and how it kind of starts. And the basis of it would be, you know, these dealers are ordering from the dark web. They get a bunch of products, maybe cheap as fuck, probably because they're getting it from there. I wouldn't recommend at all getting any form of cartridges, any form of drugs. I think a lot of pills are sold on there. So, you know, you got to be aware of that for sure. You know, I wouldn't recommend any of that. Don't do it. Don't trust it, because that's, you don't know what's literally in the product. So with these people, these dealers, they order a lot of product from the dark web, right? It's cheaper and you can get a bunch. You can get a bunch of products that look similar to a realistic product that's actually out there. And it's just a cheaper version. But what they try to do with these packaging is make it look authentic, make it look super like nice, super, they work on the packaging just so that when you look at it, oh, if they have nice packaging, then the product must be safe, right? That's the idea they want to give you. And it honestly works, because I still have that mindset, at least back then when I was younger and clueless and I was just ignorant. And, you know, I was just a kid, so that's just what happened. I was ignorant, so. Yeah, I'm glad that, like, this has been a big thing for me, because, you know, like, again, I was a kid and I was doing this. So I'm not sure if I was smoking fake cartridges. I don't know if I have. But as I got older and got smarter, I for sure have been staying away from cartridges or just anything like that, because I know how that is. Or if I do get them, you know, get them from a legal cannabis dispensary, then that's in my opinion, okay. But anyways, going to this Vice. Yeah, so these dealers order however much they want in a box, I'm not sure, and these packages look super good, super real. And sometimes even smoke shops sell them, like just vape shops, like they'll sell actual THC, or even liquor stores, I think sometimes, but they'll actually sell like carts, and they don't know where they don't know where they're coming from. These people will buy them again from the dark web, and they don't know what's actually in the product. And sometimes you can tell, like you can flip the cartridges to tell whether or not they're fake. And if it doesn't even move at all, I believe then that's an initial warning that it's probably not a healthy product, right? It's probably not something you should be smoking. And it can be very, very dangerous for your health. So if you don't see any of the oil move, then that might be a hint. I'm not an expert on it, but I do know that is a warning sign that you should be cautious of. Or even, I think you can go on Google and search up some form of PIN number that's like on the cartridge box. And if it doesn't, like if it doesn't exist, then that means the product is most likely fake. And it's just, you know, you're getting something that you don't know what's inside and what the possibilities of them being inside are. Pesticides or vitamin E and shit like that can give you a lot of lung problems, really bad. Like you don't really want to deal with that shit. Like that shit's real, and a lot of kids, like I see a lot of teens smoking it. I'm only 19 years old, and I see a lot of younger kids, you know, on Snapchat or on Instagram smoking their stuff, smoking their pens, whatever they are smoking, and they don't even know what's in it. Like that's why I'm always like skeptical. Like if anyone ever offers me some, you know, sometimes I don't really want to, like I won't, because I don't really know where they get it from. And you know, the possibilities of that right now in 2020 are not that far from like it being an actual fake card. So that shit can be bad. Let me see. I looked up like deaths in regards to carts. A lot of articles are confusing actual vape pens, which are vape pens like, what would it be like just nicotine sticks and stuff like that with the THC carts. And I feel you can't really do that because there's two different products. I'm trying to find, let me see if I go to the hospital. How recent are these? I want one for 2020 because this became pretty, like this recently has been happening. I know it started happening since last year, but I don't know how the consistency is now. Like it kind of honestly went away when it came to it being out in the media or like anything in the news articles. Like it kind of just disappeared after a while. I'm kind of questioning, like, is it even happening still? I don't know. But yeah, stay away from those cards. I kind of wanted to mention that, like, it's real. Watch the Vice if you haven't already. If you're interested in that, then do that for sure. But yeah, I am going to end the podcast right here. So thank you so much for clicking on this podcast. I do want to thank you. I planned on kind of doing these whenever I can. I've just been super busy. So thank you so much. And until next time, stay safe during this pandemic. And you know how it is. Till next time.